It's insane to think this road that most everyone listening used for years and years and years, every single day without thinking about it, just one day wasn't usable.
Yes.
Right? And it's not like it was even a big story when it happened. We didn't get a heads up. We didn't get a countdown. It, Kibbe, almost feels like they hoped we wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
On top of that, most of us were waiting after it closed to someday use it again.
Yeah.
Because it's not like these things just get closed and are never used forever. Right,
sure.
Right?
You just figured, oh, it's going to be worked on here in a little bit.
Well, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It has been almost 18 months.
18 long months.
Since the downtown ramp to 490 East just closed with no warning.
You mean the ramp to nowhere?
Bum, bum. The ramp is the one right across the street from the Strong Museum of Play.
So is that the one near the skate park and all that stuff?
Yeah, it's nearby. Yeah, you got it. So it's the way that most people hanging downtown get back to the east side.
Yeah.
Or at least it was. It was for almost 50 years. And then one day, it wasn't.
Yes.
No heads up. There were just barriers at the entrance, and we couldn't use the ramp anymore. And even more strange, we never got a reason why.
No.
So they didn't run out of funding, maybe? Or?
Funding for what? Were you paying a toll?
I don't know.
Thanks to 10NBC, we now have a rock-solid, given by the state, reason.
Okay.
And the reason they closed that ramp to 590.
Yeah, what'd I say?
It's falling apart.
Well, yeah, I thought they're working on it.
No. We'll get there. So the ramp.
The ramp to 490.
It's broke.
490, I'm sorry. Yeah. The ramp is not structurally sound.
Right.
And they say you can't drive on it because it could fall down.
Yes.
Got it. Out of the sky.
Like way, way overdue.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. Time will do that to all stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
So like you said, it's just a matter of fixing it. Well, that's the other thing.
What's the problem?
In the 18 months it has been closed, according to the story on 10NBC, there has not been a single thing done to the bridge. Mm-hmm.
So is there a budget for it? Is there like a plan?
It's a great question. When you get the answer, I'd like to know.
So is it just going to let it fall down?
Well, that's what I wonder. Like, it obviously costs money to remove it completely. Mm-hmm. So are they just hoping that it just takes care of itself? I'm confused.
That would be a problem.
Because they were kind of working in that area. I thought that that was part of the project.
Nope.
And it was a ramp that I guess you didn't really need because you can still get on in that same spot.
No, but you can only go west.
No, you can go east.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can't. Like, it's the one that splits off like right near. Yeah, you can either go up that ramp or down and around. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe not. I don't know. And I'm confused.
Because I used to use that ramp when we were coming from downtown all the time.
Well, no, because the first time I got on there without knowing it was blocked, I had to go 490 west. I'm like, damn it. Now I got to go west to Henrietta instead of going east to Henrietta. Ugh, it took a long time.
Yeah, there's two ways to get on right there.
Okay. Look, the fact is this.
Yes.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. This is super embarrassing, right?
Well, yeah. It's right downtown.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, past the point where you just shut down a ramp and didn't say anything. There has been a ton of work put into that part of the city.
Oh, yeah.
The Strong Museum of Play has turned into a tourist neighborhood. They now have not only the museum, hotels, bars, and restaurants.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Park is a big-time focal point in the winter for the Rock Holiday Village and in the summer for Party in the Park.
Yeah, you got it.
You got Parcel 5 right there. You shut down the Cadillac Hotel down the street to try and make the neighborhood nice again. There are lots of people who don't normally go into downtown Rochester that hang out in that specific neighborhood for these events. And now that you've gotten all that beautiful and people want to go down there, you've got a rotting ramp just sitting there. It's just rotting.
And they say it could fall down, right?
Yes. Yes. That's the fun part about this is even if we just leave it and don't do, it could eventually just fall.
Yeah, so they got to get rid of it.
This is what happened in Soviet Russia.
My fear also is
Stalin says ramp is for capitalist scum. Sorry, Kimmy.
There's also like not like a solid barrier keeping people off of it. Like my fear is going to be like people are going to like start walking on it and doing, you know what I mean?
Jackass it on the ramp.
It's easy to get on it if you wanted to.
Eric writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, I was at the skate park. You can see through those ramps in parts.
Wait, how close is this to that skate park?
I think part of it goes over the actual
skate
park.
Like I think because the one way you get on it going east, it goes like up and over.
Well, you're telling me that thing hangs over that new thing that they built for the kids?
I don't know if the skate park is under it, but it's close.
I'm not sure if it's under that ramp. It's under something.
Yeah.
It's under something.
Says you can see it.
Well, like he said you could look up through it.
Yeah, you could see it from there, but I don't know if it actually goes over it.
All right.
Okay, so turns out, as we're talking about this ramp, 490 East, the one right in the middle of downtown across the street from the Strong Museum of Play, it closed 18 months ago. There was no warning. They just put up a barrier and people stopped using it. In the 18 months that it has been closed, there has been no work done on it. The reason they shut it down in the first place is because it was structurally insufficient.
Yes.
And there is no plans as of now to go back and fix it. And here's the thing. There may not be work done on it, end of sentence, ever.
Well, they got to do something.
Story on 10 NBC says the state is, and I quote, assessing the overall efficiency of Rochester's highway system, including whether or not the ramp is still necessary. So it could never open again.
Yeah, but you can at least take it down.
Okay, but like repairing it versus taking it down, that's
what's more expensive.
And what do you do with the space? Like, you're just going to have like this random like gap in the highway?
Well, I mean, they could change it, turn it into more like green space or something.
Okay, but you said that with such contempt.
What about parcel 6? Right by the ramp.
As you say, right by the road.
The old ramp, the road, and the skate park.
All right, so Eric says this ramp does go over the skate park.
Okay.
All right.
God but, damn.
Yeah, because I think...
Wait, so you built a skate park over a crumbling thing?
Well, okay.
Time.
A lot of basketball courts and skate parks are built under these ramps because it's negative space that nobody uses.
I got it, but you knew this one could like land on your head.
Well, I mean, they started...
Wear your helmets, kids.
They started building that skate park a decade ago. Maybe they thought it was going to be okay.
Okay, all right.
I mean, look,
how could the skate park be open? That's a good
maybe question. They don't think it's going to fall without the traffic right now.
Yeah, but you just weight said, on top of it.
All right.
I don't know.
I mean, look.
I wouldn't want my kid down there.
Let me put it this way.
Maybe I would.
The State Department of Transportation, yeah, when 10NBC was doing this story, did not make anyone available for an interview. But 10NBC went and found a structural engineer who read the report the state put out.
What did he say?
According to him, you can't just leave it closed because the way it's built, specifically the way it's built, cars or not, eventually the ramp could just drop. And the report doesn't say that that is imminent. Like, it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, but
it also means something has to be done.
Gravity's going to take its ass.
Exactly. Like, at some point, we have to do something all with right. this thing, whether it's repair the ramp or take it down completely or find a separate use, which we will get to in a second.
Yeah.
But 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ted. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, guys. How you doing?
Good, Ted. What do you got for us, bud?
Hey, now that ramp isn't across from Strong. It's actually down the street. You know that street that Jeeva's on?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
It cuts into court.
You're right.
Right? And then the ramp goes up there, or you can go around and under the 490. Now, the skate park is under 490 itself.
Yes, you're right. I was thinking of the wrong spot. Eric just sent me an actual photo of the whole thing. Okay. But it's still pretty much the same
ramp, if they took the ramp down, it really wouldn't hurt. It just makes you go a little around and under.
Yeah, I never understood why they had both in the first place.
Well, I'm sure I'm sorry, go ahead, Ted.
It didn't make sense either because it's like waste. Because if you're coming back where you used to go on the old inner loop, that was the only way you could get back on the 490 West easily instead of having to come down that street by Jeeva Theater and going to court and then taking that little sidebar.
All right.
But it won't affect them too much. But, yeah, they should just rip the thing down. There's no reason to replace it.
All right, but that's like a whole summer of work. And I mean, can the kids use the skate park while you're doing something like that? These kids.
Yeah, do it right now.
The skate park is a good 150 feet south of
that's
that ramp.
Not, so that's too close for something that could collapse, man.
It's a good 150
feet. Well, yeah, I'm saying if they tore it down, it wouldn't affect the skate park at all.
Okay, all right.
The only thing it's going to affect is, you know, there's a bar at the end of that street. I can't remember the name of the bar. But it's sort of under the 490 there.
Oh, you're talking about flats.
Yeah. So that's the only thing it could affect with parking and stuff like
that.
You're
going to call it the look-up lounge.
Park behind the building and walk around.
That's better. Ted, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
It's your best look-up, son.
All right. I'm going to throw out an idea.
What's that?
Because, you know, maybe you don't need the ramp for traffic. And that's fine. Okay, fine. Maybe you don't want to take the whole thing down because it's going to cause other kinds of problems.
All right.
I want you to listen to my idea before you go all boomer on me.
Yeah.
All right? Some cities have taken old highways, subway platforms, overhead train tracks, and turned them into green spaces / little places for shops and restaurants.
But how would that work on a ramp?
Okay, so you have an entrance on the street
yeah.
where you walk up,
Walk up the ramp.
Yeah, you got it. And then the ramp is like a green space where you can take a walk. You can have a picnic. Oh, they did
this in New York.
There's one in New York. There's one in Atlanta. Yeah.
It's an old railroad track.
Yeah, so that one goes on forever and ever and ever. Yeah. But lots of major cities. Chicago did this as well. They take these old ramps or train tracks and they turn them into this. And I think that would be something that was very popular.
You know how much that would cost, though?
I don't know.
To do all that.
Would it?
Yeah, because you'd have to make it, first of all, that you could walk on it.
Okay.
So don't collapse.
Yeah.
And then you got to do all that other crap you just said. You got to like hip it up.
I would assume.
The cool hip ramp. Next thing you know, you got guys coming downtown, pulling into parking spaces, acting like douchebags, playing Goose on the goddamn radio.
We liked Goose. We played Goose. We like Goose now. Kimmy.
Yeah.
What if you turn that into one of those walkway green spaces?
Those hipster
a little restaurant place.
You could get high up there.
You could do like, you know,
your friends.
Flea markets and tiny
Is
little hipster
big
stores.
Enough?
Yeah, I mean, why not? It would be appropriate to our community.
Just kind of like a green bridge.
I'm guessing it would cost you less money to get that up to date and functioning than 6,000 cars using it every day,
maybe.
Which is something this report said it did. And look, folks are using those little paths and trails built around the old subway tunnels next to the dinosaur. Those would become very popular.
All right.
This would actually function on top of being just a place to go hang out.
Okay.
Eh?
Yeah, we'd maybe. Be big city style. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's just, you know, pared
down.
Yeah,
big cities
almost do. Like a little mini park.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you already got the skate park right there, so it would kind of like go with that whole theme. No?
Yeah. But then you got, you know, you could got problems, but.
Well, you don't even have problems today. You just go, you got problems.
It could be bad people with bad intentions down there.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
Good, man. What you got?
Just a little history lesson in area where everything goes. Back in the early to mid-60s, the plan was they were supposed to build an expressway that went from there to, like, Westfall Road. They were going to take out most of the South Wedge. And that kind of got a kibosh in the late 60s to early 70s. That's why it's such a kind of a cluster, that area, because that was initially what was supposed to happen. And then after they built the Dutchtown Expressway that went through the west side, they said, we don't want to devastate another area.
Well, you know, that's why the ramp is in such bad shape. Because of the wooden shoes being walked all over it.
And exits there.
Sure.
All right, well, John, thanks for the history lesson, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah, God. Dutchtown, man. I'll tell you. The Dutch.
Can we build the walkway in, like, green space just so we don't have to hear old guys talk about traffic anymore? Can we do that?
I don't know if you'll ever stop that.
No, I mean, but
that will exist until the end of time.
The old Dutchtown Expressway. Take it out. Well, they would have taken out the South Wedge. We would have lost Lux. We would have lost
Lux.
Look
at that.
Yeah? Really makes you think. The irony of this whole thing.
What's that?
If this is irony. Downtown is in the middle of a legitimate renaissance. Like, we touched on the stuff around
it's
the ramp.
It's changing, man.
Right? You got Rock the Riverway. That's happening. The East End. If you have not been down to the East End area, down near 10 NBC, East Alexander, all the way to where Eastman
Spot is. Spot Coffee was it all that?
All that stuff. It is unrecognizable.
What are they doing?
Compared to 10 years ago. The apartments that have gone up, shops, restaurants.
Spots.
Like, Kimmy, I drove through there the other day, and I got lost.
Yeah.
That's how different
it
is. I
mean, none of that stuff existed before. Wasn't it just kind of like a big gravel parking lot area? Yeah.
There is a ton of both public and private money coming into downtown. People are coming downtown.
People, groovy downtown people.
People are moving back downtown.
People are moving in, backing in.
You would not recognize downtown Rochester if the last time you had been there was 20 years ago.
Wow.
That all gets figured out. That's the hard part, right?
Because,
Tommy, you know this. For 30 years between the beginning of the fall of Kodak and Xerox and Bausch & Lomb till just 5 or 10 years ago, nobody could fix the downtown problem. Mm. It seems that problem has been fixed.
Okay.
And then as soon as that gets fixed, you got a rotting ramp with an out-of-order sign on the front. You don't even have an out-of-order sign.
No,
just a bunch of barriers.
It's just kind of there.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
And again, there's no plan.
Which is funny because it is something that eventually you'd see coming, right? I mean, like, all this stuff has an expiration date.
I think that's the most mind-blowing part to me is, like, you know, if America was good, really good at one thing in the 40s and 50s, it was public infrastructure.
Well, that was Eisenhower.
Yes. Like, we built a highway system and we put people to work and it created this ability for us to go anywhere we want to move totally free. I mean, you know, we laugh about this every once in a while, but the truth is we're bigger than Europe. And if we lived in Europe, America, we would need a passport to travel from state to state.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the size of countries. You could go do whatever you want. How did nobody look at this infrastructure and be like, you know, we're probably going to have to fix this down the road?
Right.
We're probably going to have to employ people.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a good thing.
But you know, the problem is.
What's that?
Nobody wants to work anymore.
Okay.
You all want to go hang out in these fancy ramps, drinking your $7 coffees, being all cool.
Hanging out.
Vaping, running your vape mouth.
Back in my truck into the skate park parking spot.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we just wait?
Yeah, just wait till it falls down.
All right. Awesome. God, you know, that's one of my biggest fears.
Being on a ramp or bridge.
Being on it, obviously. Just waking up one day and seeing that story.
Mine's the Dutch. They seem to be involved in everything, man.
The good news is you can always hear them coming.
Yes, why is that?
On account of the wooden shoes. Clomp, 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 clomp. The perfect crime.
What happened?
A crime that some people see as fighting back. We shouldn't have to pay to use this road. I'm not being a criminal. I'm sticking it to the man.
You say use this road?
That's right. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this man and men like him aren't thinking this all the way through. Because it seems by pulling this off, without hurting a total stranger, which would get you caught, might be impossible.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 27-year-old man just east of us has been arrested after police say they uncovered forged license plates tied to his vehicles.
What did you say? Tied?
Well, like ties in, connected to.
Oh, okay.
All right. But this man didn't forge these plates to run drugs.
Yeah.
He did not forge these plates because he was wanted and was trying to throw off the cops.
Mm.
The three sets of forged plates he had, according to police, existed to avoid paying easy pass charges.
So he's going to keep switching plates around?
Yes. And they're not even his plates. None of them are connected to him. So police say he went online and he bought these forged plates. And this man is not alone. We've talked about this in the past when the state thruway switched to that digital.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. It is an almost statistical certainty that someone listening to our show right now has done the exact same thing that this man was arrested for.
How much money are you saving, man, to do all that work?
It's a great question.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, do you have to unscrew them and screw the new ones in and all that? That's a pain in the ass. You ever take your license plate off?
Yeah, yeah.
It's brutal. Those bolts are all rusted and cracked.
You're also pansy, so.
Well, yeah, I have pansy tools, though.
But here's the thing, man. There are some people that don't want to pay tolls. Shouldn't have to pay tolls for a road that was, I pay my taxes, and they weren't supposed to have tolls.
Well, there are certain states that once they, even with before all this technology, that once they paid for the highways, they took out the booths, and I think Kentucky was one of them.
Pennsylvania is another, and you can tell on most of their highways that they did that because you can fall into the potholes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge, sure.
Look, there are people who believe that they've made it now so easy to cheat the system that you are not hurting anyone important when you do it.
All right.
And it turns out that last part may not be the case.
All right.
Does anyone want to guess how this man was caught, according to police, using forged license plates?
Well, they must have caught him on camera, right?
Mm-hmm. But that's not how they were alerted in the first place.
Oh, how did they alert?
One of the forged sets of plates he got had numbers that actually
belonged to somebody else.
You got it.
And they were like, hey, I was not there at that time.
Bingo.
He bought fake plates, but these people used actual numbers of New York State license.
They were probably just randomly generating numbers, which landed on someone that had it. And the person that had this actual plate was getting toll bills for these forged plates this guy was using. That person went to the state. The state opened an investigation, and that's how this guy was busted. So I guess if he had gotten the number of a license plate that didn't actually exist, maybe he would have had a better chance of getting away with it.
Yeah.
But that being said, how would you know?
You wouldn't.
How would the people making the forged license plates know which plates numbers are being used and not? Because there are 6 characters in every state license plate, right? Seven.
Mm.
Okay. If you were to randomly generate 7 digits characters right now, do you have a better chance of creating a plate that does not exist? Or do you have a better chance of creating a plate that someone already has? I'm asking sincerely. Like, with all of those number combinations.
Well, numbers and letters, right?
Yeah, number and letters. So, if I just randomly picked 7 characters, am I going to overwhelmingly pick something that's already there?
I mean, eventually you've got to hit on actual license plates. Yeah. I mean, the law of averages, right?
I guess what I'm asking, does this guy have the worst luck in the world? Or were the people making these plates complete idiots because they were going to land on someone more times than not?
I'm guessing this guy's got the worst luck in the world because you would think, they're not making that many of them. Not many people are doing this where you would get an actual plate.
Because, like, with seven numbers and letters, like, that would be billions of potential combinations, right?
But
right?
you got one of the three you bought.
But again, like, you know, if it's billions of potential combinations and the guy's got three, well, that narrows it down a little bit. What do you think? There are 10 million drivers in New York State of the 18 million people?
I guess, or vehicles total.
Right? Like, I mean, well, no, because there will be people that own more than one vehicle.
But you got to think of, like, commercial vehicles.
Oh,
all
I didn't even
stuff,
think about that. You're right. So maybe there's closer to 18 to 20 million vehicles on the road. So, yeah, I mean.
What a dumbass. What a waste of time.
Whether or not.
Don't you save a dime a trip?
But here's the thing. Whether or not there's better or worse chances, enough people statewide have been getting bogus bills because of this.
Yeah.
That there are more folks than they know buying these forged plates that are getting them that already exist. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. How does a forged plate, where do you find out and how?
Well, yeah.
How do they just go close them down?
Well, I mean, it's some internet website, you know, it's
so
something
if you, so.
There's a petty FBI in there with their guns.
I always wonder, like, so there was this woman I talked to once, she told me how she just got pulled over because somebody, when she was in a parking lot, stole her license plates and she didn't notice.
Oh, like, so they took them off her car.
So she was, like, driving home, she got pulled over without plates and she was like, what are you talking about? And I guess, like, when she was parked in this parking lot, somebody stole her plates. So, like, are they selling those plates to somebody, maybe? Like, are these, like, stolen plates that he was driving with?
So the story says it was forged, not stolen. I mean, it doesn't look like it would be too hard to create a license plate.
No, but I figure if somebody's ripping them right off a bumper, they're probably throwing it on their car, like, immediately.
But then that would show up stolen.
Yeah.
I mean, because I drove with bad plates.
Yeah, we know.
What?
We know.
It was back in the day, Pat. They didn't care.
They did, actually. No insurance and switch plates was a
serious
thing.
Never got me.
But you bring up the serious crime part.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 27-year-old man just east of us arrested after police say he had three sets of forged license plates that were connected to his vehicles. Police say he was using these to avoid easy pass charges. They say he got them from a website online, but one of the plates that it seems was just randomly generated actually belonged to a driver in New York State who was getting bills that he was supposed to be getting charged for. That opened an investigation, which led to this guy getting busted. And the folks that use these fake plates, right?
Yeah.
They must be thinking, what's the worst that can happen to me? Turns out the trouble is quite serious.
So what could happen to me?
The man that has been arrested for possessing these fake plates, they got him for possession of a forged instrument, which is a felony.
Which means?
He's looking at felony charges.
Is that jail?
Yeah, potentially.
Like prison?
Now, I don't know if they want to make an example of him, they could.
Big house?
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, he didn't make these. He wasn't selling them. He bought them online, but just possessing them,
just holding them,
is a felony charge, according to this story.
Damn.
So, look, public service to all you folks out there, if you have done this, you are currently committing a felony, and that is 100% not worth saving money on tolls.
You don't know what a dangerous game you're playing.
No, so. I'm dead ass serious.
I'm serious, too.
I wouldn't have thought it was a felony, but it's an effing felony.
I knew a boy in Florida, drove all over this country on forged plates. Sometimes he went into foreign countries.
Wait, you had forged plates on.
Forged soul.
We got folks waiting on hold. Before we get there, Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF. Luke writes us, how funny would it be if you ordered these plates online and they came with your actual license plate number?
Yeah, that's bad luck.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bill. What do you got?
God. Anytime you drive down the highway, pretty much every day you'll see a plastic bumper cover laying on the side of the road. You got ripped off in an accident. Well, just pull over with a screwdriver and take the license plate off and you're good to go.
Except if you get pulled over, you're going to have switch plates.
Well, any way you have plates that are not in your name, it's illegal.
Okay, but
or
Bill,
you go to the mall or you go to the Ram garage and you take the one off the back of the car and park near you.
Don't do that. Hey, Bill, let's go back to your original idea. Let's say somebody's plate did fall off and that person calls up the state DMV and says, I would like my same plates because I don't want to have to switch all my information and everything. You're gonna get busted the same way this guy did.
But you have to get pulled over to get busted. You know.
Yeah, not
that's true.
That's also not true because
unless you go through a toll,
or you got these plate reading cameras that are all over towns in the city of Rochester
too.
Yeah, but I don't think they'd have this do a search. I would think.
Well, Bill, there's only one way to find out. Put your money where your mouth is, tough guy.
Go for it, Bill.
Come on, Billy boy. All right, Bill. Great call. Have a good rest of the day. Can I ask another potentially stupid question?
Go ahead.
All right. So let's say this guy just switches plates out when he wanted to drive on the 90.
Yeah.
Right? These fake plates make it so you don't get a bill from Easy Pass. But what happens if you get pulled over?
Yeah.
Because let's say the cop comes to your car,
runs
the plate, sees the information doesn't match your name, registration, and insurance. You're getting arrested right there.
Yeah, I would think.
Right?
Doesn't seem like it's
they think something's
risk.
Stolen here. Or something's going on.
Yeah, it's switch plates. Like the car is getting impounded, and you are being taken down to the station. What happens if you get into an accident?
That was my biggest fear for me.
Yeah.
Because I also had no insurance. I was just driving completely bare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the risk versus reward. Again,
we're out of your control.
But yeah, I mean, you could be driving completely perfectly and somebody backs into you because they didn't want, they pulled into a parking spot because they're a lazy piece of crap, like Tommy.
Yeah.
Like, we're a big risk versus reward show. The risk versus reward in this scenario is insanely off. Because let's say you save $300 a year in tolls. You could also catch felony charges that will, at minimum, cost you thousands of dollars to keep you out of jail.
So, when I was in Tampa, you remember when I backed into that light pole looking at porn?
Yes.
Come out of the porn shop?
No one will ever forget that.
So, I blew my hatchback out, but I just hit a pole. Uh-huh. But I had to get out of there immediately because I didn't want a cop to come over and see what I was doing. So, I just pulled out of there with, like, glass falling out of the back of my car going down the highway to get back to the condo before anybody saw me.
You are such a piece of crap.
No, but I would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, maybe don't do all the terrible things you were doing.
What, look at porn?
You're going to run. No, I meant switch plates,
porn
no
driving.
Insurance. That also. I'll
back
put
into
that.
A pole.
We'll put the cherry on top of the no insurance switch plate Sunday.
Cherry on top was a magazine I was looking at the time.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, says, I work with a guy. He put switch plates on a commercial vehicle.
Holy crap, Ben.
I asked him before he left that day if those were legit plates. He said, yes. Later that day, he was pulled over and the truck was impounded. Work vehicle impounded.
Why would you do that for your work vehicle?
People are dumb.
God damn.
Dumb people. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, John. What do you got, bud?
Well, you know, Mr. The irony in this is that he's driving around with fake plates, and now he's going to be making license plates.
Oh, come on, John. Write it down, buddy. I like it. I like it.
You got it.
All right, John, thanks for the call. All right. Hey, can we get John on the writing staff?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, he was doing the fake plates. Now he's making the real plates.
Yeah, how about that?
Do prisoners still make plates?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Can we Google that? In New York State?
When did they ever start? Start making.
Well, I guess, I mean, you know, it's free,
something to do, I guess.
It's free labor.
Yeah.
Cheap labor.
It's dangerous.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a press.
All right. You know what else is dangerous?
They do.
Okay, so where, does it say what prisons?
Yes, prisoners in the U.S. still make license plates.
Attica?
Programs like New York's Corkcraft at Auburn Correctional
Center.
Hey!
Yep,
right. they make plates.
That's a proud Auburn license plate you're driving around with right there, sir. Is that voluntary, or do they make them do that?
I thought all those jobs were voluntary.
Well, I don't know, because according to an amendment that's like deep in the amendments, like one of the later ones.
Yeah, what they said.
Is it the 13th, 14th Amendment?
What was that?
But it's you're allowed to force prisoners to do labor.
Mm. Oh.
You could force
them to do labor. Well, I know we used to be able to do it, but I don't know if you still can.
Well, no, I mean, it's in there.
Inmate labor produces approximately 80% of American plates.
Damn, look at that.
I mean, across eight state prison systems.
That's a whole other ethical debate to be had on another day.
Forced labor?
Well, I mean, you know, labor. Because could you Google what New York State inmates get paid to produce those plates?
65 cents an hour.
I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad!
Oh, but hold on. Room and board.
All right, but hold on.
Table on Tuesday.
Serious question. If I have a choice whether or not to make the plates or have a prison job. And I get that there are people that want to do it to break up the monotony.
Yeah, sure.
Right? But, like, if 65 cents is my reward.
An hour.
So let's say I work an eight-hour day.
You can get a Snicker bar.
I mean, that's it. Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go to a job to have $4. I'll have $5.
Do you have, like, a prison savings account and everything?
Oh, yeah. That's for the commissary, right?
I'm guessing.
I wonder what the cost of food is, like outside food, like the ramen and the Snickers bars and all that stuff.
That they sell
like
inside?
A vending machine.
Yeah, at the commissary. Like, how much am I getting for a day's work? Is it like one cup of noodles?
Maybe. Can't be much if it's 65 cents.
But those cup of noodles are
Wait, do I get taxed?
Well, yeah, it's New York State.
They're going to tax my 65 cents.
Yeah, why would they not? It's
after all I've done for this state.
After all I've done to get into this prison.
To support your prison system.
Would you want a 65 cents an hour job instead of just laying around all day?
I would love one, man. compared to what I'm getting now.
Like, if they were just letting people sign up for it.
Is that the is there a better paying prison job?
What, are you going to negotiate? You're going to
hold on? Well, no, like, does the kitchen guy make more than plate guy?
Can we Google that, please? Okay, so to your point, there are jobs in other states that prisoners can have. Like, in California, they have a forest fighting unit made up of incarcerated prisoners.
Yeah.
Do they get 65 cents an hour?
I ain't frying my ass for 65 cents. Let your goddamn tree burn. Lady.
But you also get to breathe the fresh air and be outside.
Okay, it ain't fresh air okay. If it's a forest fire,
good,
moron.
Okay. You get to be outside.
Breathe it in, smoke.
That's a valid point. Also, weird fun fact. If I'm not mistaken, members of the forest fire unit in prisons in California are barred from becoming actual firefighters when they get out.
We just trained them.
I know. It's like a big controversy thing right now. I was reading about this.
I do know one guy that did time that worked in a bakery. So maybe there's jobs like that in some of these prisons?
Okay, so now
it says maintenance and support jobs. So jobs like kitchen duty, laundry, and cleaning, those pay the lowest.
Okay. Like the lowest?
It says, 10 to 16 cents per hour.
It goes down? I thought I was getting more.
No. It seems like the ones you make more on are like making something like license plates or
well, yeah, because you're getting, there's like actual like stuff to be made money on. Stuff to be made money.
Yeah, I'm trying to find
stuff to make money.
So if I'm like prison janitor guy, I'm making 10 cents.
Yeah, and bro, think about what you're cleaning up too.
Bro.
It's nothing but batch. Just batch 24/7. They call him the batch man. Hey, now prepare yourself. It's the batch.
Oh, and batch block?
I guess, I mean, like if you're talking about benefits of like picking up a low-paying job, like you brought up like a baker.
Yeah.
You're going to learn a skill that will apply to the outside.
Well, that's what I mean. I bet a guy that did it.
Okay.
And got the skill.
There you go. But like you know,
you only know how to make one kind of bun. Because so. I mean, you know, you're not like grinding out really fancy bakery goods. You know, you do like you know white bread. There you go.
Think of all the stores that have come and gone in the mall.
Oh yeah, all of them:
Chess King, Orange Julius, Hollister. This store is unlike any we've seen before.
Oh,
and although Kimmy, you and I are in agreement here, we're not ethically opposed.
No,
it is quite strange. But I think this is, you can make the argument, of all the stores that have come and gone, once this one is in, you will never see it leave ever.
Oh, so it's anchored.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF Eastview Mall is getting itself a new store.
Who are we going to get?
Last week, the Victor Town Planning Board approved a cannabis store inside the mall.
So that's not a dispensary?
It is a dispensary.
Okay.
Yeah. They will be selling cannabis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you smiling?
Why did you say that's not a dispensary?
Well, because you remember they used to be like those places just sold like the oils and stuff?
Yeah, no, that's not this.
All right.
This is an actual.
Straight up weed store.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, weed just like depot. Your standard dispensary.
All right.
Like
yep.
Anywhere
and
else.
You got the food court right there.
You're not. I don't think you should be getting high in the mall.
I think it's kind of, you know, grab and go thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That's not a. No, because see, now you're already going to use all the boomers in here. Here's what's going to happen.
Well, can't you eat an edible? People?
What?
I guess you could.
But it's private property.
You're no, not, if I go to the store, I eat an edible, and I'm all walking.
Uh-huh. I mean,
and then I get lost.
Again, getting caught would be the question, but they could tell you, no, you can't have an edible on property.
I can't chew a candy.
Again.
I can't suck on a sucker.
We're
sucker.
Having two separate arguments, right. Sucker. The store will scan IDs upon entry to ensure that only those 21 and over are allowed inside. And for those that are like, poof, these places take this stuff very seriously.
Okay.
Very seriously. There's one dispensary on Mount Hope, and I feel terrible. Because most of these places have like a little section inside for the security guard to wait. The one on Mount Hope.
You got
to
stand outside.
The store is so small. All throughout all
freezing
weather.
His ass off.
He's just standing there waiting for people to show up. All right.
This is a great idea.
All right, so you're in.
Well, look, you got to put something in these malls. They're dying.
Eastview is not dying. Eastview's the one that's been successful.
But every one of them's got empty joints.
Okay. Every one of them's got empty joints.
You know, you walk around, the piano guy's gone.
Well, yeah, man. When's
Roasted
the last...
nut guy, he went by the wayside.
Like, can we just, let's stop for 1 second. Quick sidebar. Whoever bought a piano at the mall?
What, Bob's Pianos and Organs? That one lonely sales guy that was always standing in there in a bad suit?
Like, you sell one piano, you've made the year.
Yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
You're okay with the dispensary inside the
what
mall?
Do you
think? I'm just surprised. Like, I never even thought to put one of these stores in a mall. Just
what?
Based on, it always seemed like its own separate thing because you did have to check IDs
and you never
stuff.
Saw like a liquor store at a mall.
Yeah,
no, but you
right.
Or a place that, anything like that. But dirty bookstore.
You got bars. Every mall has bars.
Yeah. You do, but not like a straight up liquor store.
All right, but like,
which is this, what this is?
You're
not going to sit there and smoke, you know?
Yeah, but you could have smoked in bars when you in the mall when the smoking was okay.
True.
I mean, look. I get what I understand. The optics are strange because we've never seen this before. Mm-hmm. But like, if you think back to like the anchor restaurants and bars that have been in the malls, let's use the old Captain's Attic, TC Hooligans, out in Greece, right? Like that's its own restaurant, bar inside. They had someone checking IDs at certain parts of the night before you were allowed into that place. Mm-hmm. Like, that was completely normal. I don't see much of a difference for this.
No, not really.
There's not. I didn't think it would happen because, you know, it's been a slow roll here, a slow rollout. Like, I would think mall would still take some time for people to be okay with and get used to.
It kind of tarnishes that family-friendly atmosphere to some people, I would think.
Why?
Not to everybody, but somebody like my wife would probably be like shocked that that was in there.
Okay,
because it is the fancier right next, mall,
and it's right next to the Village Bakery. What about the children?
It's funny how you're talking about the stiffs. I know you have a problem with this, but you're trying to sound cool.
I am pro weed.
I know you are, but you're also pro.
You're going to be judging everybody lost inside.
Absolutely. Which brings up another question.
Me judge? Moi?
You're going to be sitting outside on the bench just. People watching.
Watching all the losers go by.
252 WCMF again. A cannabis dispensary will be opening inside the Eastview Mall. It was approved last week by the Victortown Board. No word on when it will actually be opening. There was something I was going to say, and I just forgot it because you did your stupid song.
What? But I did.
No, it's gone. You just run your mouth. Okay, now I remember. There are dispensaries in the greater Rochester area who have windows that you can't see into.
Yeah.
And I assume that was to protect the customer base. Folks that don't want to be judged for walking in and out of a dispensary like you're talking about here.
Okay.
That's my one question with this dispensary in the mall. I mean, you're on public display.
Yeah.
And everybody who walks by that dispensary is going to look in. It's going to be like the Victoria's Secret of drugs.
Especially if you're on a run that day. Let's say you're going to the mall. You're going to score that. What's in that store? And then you're going to shop.
Yeah.
And you walk around with that bag.
Oh, whatever. I didn't even think about having the bag.
Right. So, I mean, most people shop. You go walk around and do some other stuff.
I wonder if it'll be a place that has an outside entrance.
Hmm.
Or will it only be one you can access from inside?
Well, that would have to be like a major store, though.
Yeah, true.
Like, I mean, how big can this dispensary be? You're going to be the Bass Macy's. Pro Shops of marijuana? No, I mean, like.
Because if I wanted to just run in and out without, you know, having to go through the mall first. That seems like a more popular stop.
All right, so let's talk about the benefits and positives and negatives here. Because, you know, a negative would be, are there people worried about their reputation being spotted in the mall walking into a dispensary, right? But the positive would be, like you just said, I don't have to go make one out-of-my-way trip, first of all. Like, I can pick it up while I'm on my doing stuff. The second would be, are you getting walk-ins that wouldn't normally walk into a dispensary if you're in the mall?
See what they got going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would go in and check it out.
Same, because I have yet to go into a dispensary because I feel guilty like walking in and not buying anything.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm really curious as to what these things look like on the inside. I would go do this in the mall.
Check it out.
But again, we're not helping them because we're not buying
anything. No.
Let me get the t-shirt with skull on it, the tie-dyed one. Yeah, let me get that one. Thank you. I'll take that. So, I don't know, is the fear of being spotted doing something?
Maybe we're overthinking this fear thing. Maybe people don't care anymore.
Bro, 40% of New York State residents are still anti-legal marijuana.
But I'm guessing the people my age.
No, not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah, there's lots of losers that are our age, too.
How often are you going to the mall without your kids?
Oh, good question.
Because this wouldn't be a stop you can go into if you got your kids in tow.
Is that for sure?
Because he can let his girls could walk around the mall.
Yeah, I mean, they're old enough where they can go around.
Hi, Daddy.
I mean, look,
But you wouldn't be able to take them inside.
I've run into a liquor store and left my kids in the car recently. Is that bad?
Well, you could tie them up outside.
No, they're 15 and 13. I had to go buy a bottle of wine. Is that bad?
Bottle of wine.
What are you doing? You don't want to answer the question.
What?
Is it bad that I left my kids in the car to run in and grab a bottle of wine at a liquor store?
They're teenagers.
Just recently. It was
they're almost adults.
They're fine.
Okay.
So the daughter gets into hockey fights. I'm pretty sure she can handle herself. She's got 18 sticks in the bag.
Well, that's why she got in that hockey fight, because she drank that whole bottle of wine I got.
Oh, she should have done that.
It wasn't good.
No, I mean, I would think they're damn near adult.
Okay. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Miss Chud Muffin writes us, I don't care about the use or sell weed, but God, the smell makes me sick. Now, the mall is going to stink worse than it already does with other people walking in smelling like that nasty crap. Well, they would smell like it walking out.
It doesn't smell like it in the dispensary. It's not like it's, you can't smoke or do anything in the dispensary.
But I mean, if it's just sitting there, the product doesn't have
the product usually isn't. They have to like go into like a storage area or a back room to get the product. They only just have like the stuff on display in cases when you walk into a dispensary. Like it's not.
It's like the shoe store.
It's not out.
Please tell more about this thing you've never walked into before.
So I did walk into one. In a foreign area.
Oh, in a foreign soil?
But they also smoked in there.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, oh my God, I had to get out of there. Like, and my eyes watered.
What a narc. What a straight-ass, narc-ass bitch.
I'm telling you,
you
and I didn't know
guys,
that.
Guys, I know this is fun and everything, but some of us are trying to see.
The kid that walks by here that smokes every day, you know, it's heavy, right? And I smell it coming across the street. And I told Kimmy, I said, he must be smoking some garbage. And you said that that's like really good stuff.
I don't know what conversation you keep referring to.
We had a conversation.
I don't remember saying that.
Well, somebody was sitting there pleasant.
Oh, it was T. He was getting his clutch plates.
Yeah. But yeah, it's super strong now. Like the stuff I smoked in the 70s ain't even close to this stuff.
Well, there's only one way to find out, man.
Yeah.
Quit being a bitch.
See it for yourself.
Ooh, I'm so cool. Check me out. Oh, my God, man. What a new.
If I was single, you know I'd try.
Why don't you tell your wife who's boss? Have Big Daddy put his foot down.
She told me, yeah, it's me. Not yous.